It's coming Shabbos, next Shabbos, it's Parsha Zohar. There's a Tosis that says, very strange Tosis, says Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. Tosis also says Parsha Spor is Doraisa. Parsha Spor being Doraisa, when Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Gross says it's a mistake. Tos hatfus, no such thing. It cannot be at all. Parshas Par Deraisa. I won't be discussing Parshas Par Deraisa. I'll be discussing Mechia Samolik, Zechira Sitzia Samolik, and the like. Take a look. There are three instances the Torah talks about destroying an entire society. One is Amalek. Timcha Zech Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. One is Shiva Amim, lo tzachaya kol neshama. And one is Irani Dachas. And we'll see the Tzar HaShove, Irani Dachas is Jews. Amalek and Shivamim are non-Jews. It's not that the Torah makes a mistake, makes a difference between Jews and non-Jews. Certain instances, an entire society has to be destroyed. Rambam writes, Perek Hei Halacha Daled, it says, Esei Lahachrim Shivamim. V'choshebo liyodo echmehem lo harogo. If a person, one member of the Shivam comes to a person and he doesn't kill him, or is it over below sasa, shinema lo sachaya kol neshoma, ukvar ovdu v'ovad zichrom. We do not know who the Shivamim are anymore, and we'll see what the Rambam talks about that in Sefer Mitzvahs. But it is a mitzvah to kill each individual member of the Shivamim, and if someone knocks on my door and he's from the Shivamim, I have a chiyuv to kill him. And if I don't kill him, I'm over in a losasa. V'chein. Now this word v'chein is a very key word here. Mitzvahs esei la'abed zera amolek. To destroy the descendants of Amalek. Here he doesn't say mitzvah lahachrim zera shel shiva amamim. Here he says zera Amalek, any one descendant from this human being called Amalek. Shenema timcha zech Amalek. Mitzvah esay lizkor tamid maasev haroim arevoso. And it's a mitzvah to continually always remember his evil deeds. I have also how he ambushed Klal Yisrael. Why? Kedei la'orer evoso. To stimulate our hatred for him. We have to continually hate him, remember it. We'll see the Rambam goes into greater detail. It's every mitzvah. Shenema zocher etzer shemot v'amor. P'yashmo lamdu. Zocher bepeh, lo sishkach belev. Sho osu lishkoach evoso v'sinoso. It's forbidden for us to forget his hatred, his eva and his sinner to us. Now, interesting, the Rambam doesn't say what he said in Halacha Daled, kfar ovad zichrom. We don't know who they are. We have no clue. Someone knocks on my door. Do I know he comes from Amalek, not Amalek? I don't know. Question is, why? And there are two answers to that. Reb Chaim said, Reb Chaim, with this theory, said, first of all, and we'll understand a little later what this means. He said, Pozik says, Milchoma, Kiyoda, Pozik and Beshalach, Kiyoda al Kesko, Milchoma, Lashem, Babolek, Midor, Dor. In every generation, there's a war against Amalek. Chaim says, what do you mean every generation is a war against Amalek? We don't know who, if we don't know who Amalek is, how in every generation is the war against Amalek? Reb Chaim said, well, the pasuk in Tehillim says Amalek had a philosophy. L'chu v'nachide migoy, lo yishom Hashem Yisrael. Let us eliminate them. Let us eliminate the Jewish people. I mean, Yisrael should not be heard anymore. Anyone who has that philosophy, and that's a continual philosophy. Has the din of Amalek. Lagabe what Reb Chaim said, its application halacha will see. Okay, if so, maybe we have to kill anyone. Now, in the Second World War, the German people, Hitler's goal, Hitler Yamashmo was elected by the German people. He had a philosophy, eliminate the Jewish people entirely. Does that mean I had to kill any individual German? I don't know. We'll see how the Rambam describes it. Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, first of all, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos says something that is interesting. According to the Rambam, for some reason, which we'll understand, the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek min HaTorah does not apply Bizman HaZeh. Where does he say that? And that's a little noticed Rambam, but he says it very black and white. At the end of the list of mitzvahs asays, he says not every mitzvah asay is applicable to the regular Jew under normal circumstances. It says like this. Tistakel cholela mitzvahs, he lists 248 mitzvahs asays. And when you look at them, you have ehem chova latzibur, those are chova latzibur, lo lekol ish v'yish, not each individual, kagon binyan beis habchira. I do not have an individual chiv to build the Beit HaMikdash, chiv on the tzibur, hakomas melech, hachrosa zaro shel Amalek. He's very, very clear here. Timche zecher Amalek, and we'll see the difference between the Rambam and Sefer HaChinuch in a very clear way, is not obligatory on each individual Jew. It is a chiyuv on the tzibur. Ah. So now we understand there's a very big difference. When he's talking about Shiva Amamim, he says, Lo sechaya kol neshama. That means, he says, V'chol shebo liyado echol mayem. I as an individual Jew. And if someone knocks on my door with a pedigree, back to L'chiti, the Yavusi, or whoever were the Shiva Amamim, have to kill him. That's what he says. But that's a chiyuv not on the tzibur, it's on a yachid. He doesn't mention that when he gets to Amalek. Amalek is, it's not. Amalek is a mitzvah of milchoma. And the mitzvah of milchoma is a mitzvah on the tzibur to make a milchoma against Amalek. How much milchoma? Until we destroy every one of them. Says here very clearly, Hachros Zaro Shel Amalek has not a chiv on a yachid, it's a chiv on a tzibur. Number one. Now, does that mean we have to, as a tzibur here, search out Amalek? So the Rambam tells us in another place, in Sefer Mitzvos, after he finishes his Hakdama, something that people, a lot of people write all sorts of nonsense in this country about the going into the army. Okay, so he says like this. Yadua Agam Ken, He says, at the end of the Hakdomet, before he begins the Litz of Mitzvahs, Shanavu v'hamalucha k'fan deskalku mimenu. We do not have Navu, we do not have Malucha. Ad shenosu min avonu shenachsa machzikim. Why? Because of our various of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, until we get rid of those Averis that cause the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to have Nevuah, we're not going to have Melucha. Yichapelonu, and then we'll have a Kapor, Yirachmenu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanos on us, Moshiadnonu, V'yachziru, Lonu. And he will return to us Nevuah and Melucha. Moshama, Achrechein, Pesuk says in Yoel, Okay, we'll have Malchus of Beis David, and we'll have Nevuah. The Yadua. Now, very important thing. All the mitzvahs to do with Milchama. In all the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, lo yeh el b'melech u'ba'atzah sanedin agoro. So today there are no mitzvahs anything to do with with malchus, and you need a sanedin agoro. The kohen agoro, the pasuk says, lefnei eloz ha'kohen yamo v'yishalo v'shoalo b'mishpat ha'urim lefnei Hashem. He says. So therefore, we do not have today any of the mitzvahs that depend on karbonos, or avodos, Mises Bezin, requires Sanhedrin, or b'Sanhedrin, or b'Novi u'Melech, or Milchemes Mitzvah, or Milchemes Rishos. So all the people who want to say that such a thing as a Milchemes Mitzvah today, Milchemes Rishos, which is a very popular thing in this country, the Rambam says, no. There is no din milchama today. At all. And one of the milchamas is what? Milchama against Amalek. And that's why the Rambam writes here, that's a chiv on the tzibur, it's a chiv milchama, not a chov on the yachid. And there's no din milchama today. Okay. So that means as much as there is defensive wars in this country, one cannot apply to it at all any of the halachas at all that have to do with Muhammad, according to the Rambam. So all the people who quote the Rambam, they're big fans of the Rambam and their supposed theory that he's against taking money for Torah, when it comes to all the wars in this country, they forget this black and white Rambam. Okay. Now, let's see what the Rambam has to say about the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek and Shiva Amalek. And we'll see there's a very, very clear, he explains it very, very clearly in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Then we'll turn to what he says in the Sefer HaChinuch says. Now, that's about the din milchama. What about zechiras Amalek? So first we'll see what he says in Sefer Mitzvahs. Now I'll show you where he says black and white. There is no mitzvah zechiras Amalek nowadays, b'zman hazeh. Okay. He says here, kuf pei. Mitzvah, kuf pei. Tziva laharog, kuf pei vav. Tziva laharog, anshir and yidachas kula. We have to destroy, kill every member of the Eretz Nidachas, lisof et seir, burn the whole city, and kol mashiva with everything there. Zeo din an Eretz Nidachas. Okay, he doesn't go into anything. Then he says, kufpei zay, tzivanu laharog shiva amamem, ula abdom. Why? So here he explains the mitzvah. What's wrong with the shiva amamem? Shem ho yushorish avodah zorah v'yisodo horishon. These Shiva Amim were the beginning. They were the foundation of avodah zorah as it spread through the world. So the Rambam writes in many places, Avodah Zarah is not just a wrong belief. Avodah Zarah is evil. The Yesod HaRish, they were the foundations in ancient society where all Avodah Zarah came from and then spread through the world. Who Amor Yisala? Hachrim Tachrimom. Destroy them. And in many psukim about it. Shesiba zeh, why kadeshal nimad mikfirasim? Since that was their national culture, and their goal was to spread that national culture through the world, was based on kfir and avodah zarah. So therefore, they became a danger to the world. Number one. And many psukim tell us that we have to take and a war against them is milchemes mitzvah. Now the Rambam has a klal; he doesn't count a mitzvah that's not ladoros. So he says like this: we don't know who the shivamim are. I said kfar ovat zichron. Maybe it's not a mitzvah ladoros. Ulay achshav choshev. Just turn it off. Turn it off. Yachshav Choshek, he's a mitzvah she'enu no heges the doros. Why? She'kva ache she'shiva amim kva avdom. No. No, that's not true. The fact that technically I can't perform the mitzvah, it's mitzvah the doros, just technically I can't do it today. Like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael in Midbar, move from place to place. It's not a mitzvah the doros, because that was for a specific time and a specific place. Here, the mitzvah is ladoros, except we can't perform it anymore. Kishavar Hashem Yisala. He says, I count. And here he's very, very clear about there's a difference between the mitzvah of Hachrosas Amalek and Shiva Amalek. He says, someday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy all the descendants of Amalek in the world. And he says, "Kshia Ovid Hashem Yisala Zera Amolek Ligami." And see what he does? He doesn't talk about Zera Shiva Amim. He talks about Zera Amolek, all physical descendants of Amolek. Ligami, Yachri Sehu, Ad Achri So, and cut them out until the last one. Kamoshi Yebim Heribi Amenu. Kimocho Emche Ezecher Amolek. Doesn't mean the mitzvah is not ladoros, because just we won't be able to do it anymore. But the mitzvah zelo yoma, noeg b'chol dovo dov kamik ga kozman shenimtsim zera molek mitzvah lachriso. See how he keeps emphasizing zera molek. Chen laharok shivamim u'abdom tzivoy who milchemes mitzvah anachnam betzuvim lachatei tachareim u'leradfa. We have to chase them and pursue them b'chol dor v'dor ad sheyichlu v'lo yisharu mehem ish. No one's left. Chein osinu. We did it. Ad sheyatomu v'nichusu yidei David. And then he adds, v'nespazu hanisharu v'nesarvu ben ha'umus ad shel nishar lehem shein. So he explains, what's the difference between Shiva Amu and Amalek? The mitzvah about Amalek is any physical descendant of Amalek. On the other hand, what is the mitzvah of Shiva Amamim? David HaMelech destroyed them as nations. There are different them who scattered and then became absorbed into other nations, and there's no longer a Chiti today. It's not an every descendant of the Chitim, every descendant of the Yavusi. That nation. Ovat Zichron means it's no longer such a nation anymore. Dovid HaMelech eliminated them, and the balance became absorbed in other nations and part of other nations, so they're not Chiti, Yavusi, Prizi, etc. anymore. Because they're not around anymore, it's still a mitzvah l'doros, that's gone.
Just
So that's the difference. That there are physical descendants of Amalek today. There are physical descendants of Amalek. We may not know who they are. When Mashiach comes, we will find out. And he says very clearly, then it'll be a mitzvah of milchama. Once it's a mitzvah of milchama, then we'll have to destroy them with a mitzvah hatzibur of milchama that only depends on a melech. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph Hilchos Melachim, and a Kohen Gadol, and a Sanhedrin. Then he gets to Lahach Zera Molek, Levad Mishara Zera Esav. I don't have to destroy the sons of Esav, just the physical sons of Amalek. Zecharim Unakevos Ketanim Ugadolim. Men, women, children, adults. Amor Yisala Timcha Zecha Amalek. Hakadam Lanu Amor Amsholosh Mitzvahs Nistavu. Three mitzvahs, Klai Yisrael, B'knisot L'Oretz, Nenos HaMelech, Levnos HaBeis HaBchiro, L'Hach Mizar Shal HaMolek. Milchemes HaMolek, He Milchemes Mitzvah. Okay. Now what about the mitzvah of Zechira HaMolek, which is next week? Liz Kol Masha Osa Lonu HaMolek. What did HaMolek do to us? Shmeyak Dimo L'Hara Lonu. He was the first one to persecute us. Shinama Zebuchol Ace. Always say it. Why? He says here a very interesting thing. To stimulate us and motivate us to destroy him in a milchama. You have to continually chazer over what Amalek did. It should be fresh in your mind and never forgotten as a prelude to milchama. As a motivation to milchama. Now, what about nowadays that there is no mitzvah of milchama? Is there a mitzvah of zechira? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe we have to keep it alive so someday when Mashiach comes, it'll be alive in our minds. Or no, it's only when there is a milchama. Someone really wants me. Okay, now, here at the end of Mitzvah Saseis, the Rambam says like this. He says, not all mitzvahs is every individual in his normal lifetime mukhayiv to do. He says, kishet zestakel, kol eilu mitzvah shekodam zichram, hinei timtzum mehem mitzvah shehem chov al atzibur, not everybody. Shehem chov al ish meyuchad. There are certain things that are mitzvah only on certain individual people, like Birkos Kohanim. There's only a mitzvah on a Kohen. There's no mitzvah on me of Birkos Kohanim. I'm a Lev. There's a mitzvah bringing a korban. You do an Aveira B'Shogeg. It's not everyone. If you happen to, Aveira B'Shogeg. Meila mitzvah Gamdinim, he says. He gives all thoughts of them. And the mitzvah's only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah that of mitzvah Uyis Baretz, all sorts of mitzvahs. He says, I'm going to give you a list of the mitzvahs that the normal Jew, how many mitzvahs I say does a normal Jew have in a regular normal life? Utestakel be'elu haramach mitzvahs I say, timtza mitzvah hachachrechios, the ones that we have to, shishi mitzvahs, the 60 mitzvahs. The entire 60 mitzvahs out of the 248 mitzvahs I say, on a normal Jew today, there are 60 mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of well, Bibas Manabayas doesn't count. If you own a field in Eretz Yisrael, it's only if you own a field in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the mitzvahs that a normal Jew has to do b'meshach his life. He says, in your kingdom, Shirov b'nei Adambo. That means, ma'akeh, yeah, normal people live in a house. So, I'm not people who live in a cave. You don't have a mitzvah of ma'akeh, he says. Medina, and I eat food. Because I'm Muslim, for instance. Let's say I decide I have a weird diet. No, So there's no mitzvah birkas hamazon. No, he says, I'm talking about the regular, normal person who lives in a regular, normal situation. 60. Ve'elu ashishim. And he begins listing them. So when he comes, the mitzvah of Sechira Samola. So he's not going to list, obviously, the mitzvah of Shiva Amhamim, or the mitzvah of Irani Dachas, or the mitzvah of Amolek, because it's not Noeg Bizman is there. We don't have a melech. Okay. What about Sechira Samolek? That's mitzvah Kuf Pei Tes. If I look at the list here, he says Kuf Ayin Beis, Kuf Ayin Hei, Kuf Pei Dalid. What's Kuf Pei Dalid? Kuf Pei Dalid is not to have making a mark. Says then he jumps from Kuf Pei Dal to Kuf Tzarei Hei. Wait a second, he skipped over Kuf Pei Tes, which is Zechira Samolek. So you read this. So if Zechira Samolek is something that every Jew has to do all the time, should have listed it. No, why not? Because he already told you what is the purpose of Zechira Samolek is to keep it fresh in your mind, in order to make sure you do the milchama against him. So when there's a melech, and there's a Sanhedrin, and there's a Kohen Gadol, so then there's a mitzvah of milchama samolek. And milchama samolek is tied in with that mitzvah zechira. Keep it in your mind. Don't forget it. Has to be active in your mind. So you, and all the sinner, so you have all that sinner against him. Fine. But today there's no milchama. No Melchama, no Mitzvah Zechira Samolek. Disagrees with Tosfos. Okay. Let's take a look on Sefer Achinuch. Comes from a very different angle. You'll see why. The end of Kisetze. Mitzvah Lizkor before that. He says, let's see how he describes and the subtle difference between him and the Rambam when he describes the mitzvah of Timche Ezecha Amolek. Stavinu Limcho Zaro Shel Amolek. Again, the physical descendants of Amolek, not the nation of Amolek. Shiva Amim, it's the nation of the Yavusi, the Prisi, the Chiti. Here, it's not the physical descendants of this man called Amolek. La'abed zichrom ha'olam zochr nekev ha'gol ha'vakot. He quotes the Rambam. V'al zeh ne'amah, timcha zeich ha'amolek, shevachal zeich hu ha'kol, everything. Okay. Every yochid. So what the Rambam writes about Shiva Amim, and he does not write about Amolek, Rambam writes about Shiva Amim, that if one of the Shiva Amim happens to knock on my door, and so I have to kill him, but they don't exist anymore. When it comes to Amolek, he skips that. Comes in the Sefer Achinuch and says, no, what's true about the Shiva Amim is true about any physical descendant of Amalek as well, and that's the mitzvah on the yacht, not only the mitzvah on the tzibur. So what, and here is that subtle difference between the Rambam and Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch has two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah hatzibur, milchama, and we'll see there's a difference between them in a very, okay? And there is and there's a mitzvah hayoch, the oval calls it, alze. Uboli yodo echo mizera molek. If someone knocks on my door and says, here I have my yichus before all the way back to Amolek, So, what the Rambam writes about Shivamim, he writes about Amalek. So therefore, since there's a mitzvah, so therefore, when he gets to the mitzvah of Amalek, he doesn't say it's not Shach Bezman Aser. It is Shach Bezman. I physically have to know how to identify who is from Amalek. But there is such a mitzvah. And therefore, when I get to the mitzvah of Zochor Masha Aser Amalek, there's no reason for him to say what the Rambam did. Because the Rambam combined Zechira with Milchama. Well, here we'll get into a big headache with something he writes, and there's no Milchama today. And he gives all the reasons explaining how evil Amalek was. Now he says something which is exactly what Reb Chaim said. Anyone who causes tzoras to Klal Yisrael is hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to the degree of evil and slyness will be the degree to which he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will destroy him. He says, we don't know a zman kavua bashana, we don't know when. We know. There's one mitzvah every morning and every night. Another mitzvah on the Leil Pesach. Why not? He was Zechira Hayi Ikra Das. He said, because Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim is a fundamental part of Torah, and the Torah had to define exactly when. Remember it enough so that you don't forget it. But Dailon Abazah, that's enough. This is called Pamachas Peshono, or Shneishtonim, or Sholosh. Once every year, once every 2 years, once every 3 years. It's enough. V'hinei b'chom akomos Yisrael korom sefer Torah b'shon achos or shtayim or sholosh. We read the Torah and it's a mitzvah. And in order to focus on it, the Shabbos before Purim, we have Shabbos Zohar. Dinyel HaKroso B'yom HaPurim, and we say it on Purim. So through Kriyas HaTorah, we're Mekayim the mitzvah. It's a very, very simple and straightforward thing. Okay, then he says, V'noheges mitzuzu b'chom makom, V'chozman, b'zecharim, ki lohem lazos ha-mulchoma v'nikmas ha-oyev, lo l'nosh. And this, everyone throws up their hands. If he says, apparently he says, the mitzvah is to remember Amalek, not for the mitzvahs hayochid, for the mitzvahs hatzibur. The mitzvahs hatzibur, he says, is only on men, not on women. Because women are not mechuyev, even to go out mechom, even though it's a mechemes mitzvah. He said, so the question is, so apparently according to him, there would be a mitzvah melchama b'zman aser. But even though it's a melchama mitzvah, only men are chayiv in a melchama mitzvah, not women chayiv in a melchama mitzvah, he says. So now, what is a bitul mitzvah? Listen, he says, over al zeh v'lo zocha b'libo v'kar b'fiv mit olam. If no one ever mentioned Amalek in his entire lifetime, Ashos Amalek Yisrael, Bitul Esezer. V'gam, and over Alav, which is Lo Sishkoch. Okay. So he says, during my lifetime, the Chi of the Rises is during my lifetime, Torah didn't give, but through our mitzvahs of Kriyas HaTorah, Makayimid, or Makayim in Ampurim, or Makayim in Parsha Zohar, or Makayim in Beshalach, or Makayim in Kisetze, and all of the above. Okay. The problem is that, and we understand, on the one hand, he divides the mitzvah into two, mitzvah milchama on the tzibur and the mitzvah on the yachid. And for some reason, this mitzvah on the yachid applies to men and not to women. In the Rambam, I understand, Rambam says it's only mitzvah hatzibur. Only mitzvah hatzibur of milchama. So, men go out to milchama, women don't go out to milchama. But he has a mitzvah on the tzibur. And he has a mitzvah on the yachid. And he says, the zechira is only for men, not for women, because women are not included in the mitzvah of mocho emchezech ramalek. So apparently, for some reason, which is not clear, women are not included in the mitzvah hayochid of mechias zaro shel amalek. Now, the in the mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? The way, if I take the Rambam, I take the Sefer Chinuch, has nothing to do with reading it mitoch haksav. When I read it mitoch haksav, I'm doing. So that would mean, according to them, if the Sefer Torah is kosher, the Sefer Torah is posel, the medactic and the diktuk, either the diktuk ha'achron, some people have this fantasy, they do it in Havarah Ashkenazis, and the Litvish Havarah Ashkenazis, and the Galiciana, and the Hungarian, and all the different Havaros, and they do Tamizrach, and they do everything. Where does this come from? There's a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara in Megillah says, Vayomim o'elu nizkarim v'nasim. Gemara says, how do we know when you read Megillah, you have to read it mitoch haksav? Says, what is zechira? The word zechira can mean one of three things. It means to remember, to mention, or to discuss at length. Leil Pesach, there's a mitzvah of discussing at length. What's the pasuk? Zochras hayom azeh sheyotzas mitzvayim. Sometimes zechira is amalek, just mentioning amalek. Don't go. Okay. So, but the words, Mara says, Vayom ha'ele, these days, nizkarim. We have to make a zeicha to it. What does a zeicha mean? So the Gemara says, Mahasamai make toch haksav, just like Zocha Zeshos Molek is me toch haksav. So also the mitzvah of nizkarim, we have to remember, read the Megillah mitoch haksav. If I take that Gemara kipshuto, the Gemara seems to be saying that the Zocha here in Amalek, I have to read from a Sefer Torah. For some reason, the Rambam Sefer Chinuch don't mention. Tosus and the Rosh talk that reading Parsha Zohar mitoch haksav is a kiyum of mitzvah. Now, that doesn't mean what that means, and it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean the mitzvah, Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah b'tzibur, is a chi of derais. Ein ochanami. I'm yotzeyin. If, according to Tosus and the Rosh, if I listen to Parsha Zohar, Kavana to be Yotze, and the Balkore has Kavana to be Motzim. That's as if I read it mitoch haksav in a chanam. I'm Yotze the mitzvah. But it does not seem to be any marker for the fact that tzibur is part of it. So if I take a Sefer Torah and I read it myself, Zoch Reisa Shosul Hamolik, so the Chorah, I'm Yotz. Now, here we get into a more complicated thing. The Tosus and the Rosh seem to indicate something more, that Biasara has to be, that it's a mitzvah of Pirsum that it's not enough for me to remember as a yochid. So had it only been from the Gemara there in Megillah, Hayom Elu Zkar Manas, I'd say Mitoch HaKsap. Tosin the Rosh says something extra. You need Sibo for it. Apparently it's for Pirsum of, you have to Mepharsim it. I don't know the marker for this. But, and so, that's the way the Magen Avraham understands it. Now, that is, what does Sibo mean? Here we get into a more complicated thing. Normally, Sibo means 10 people who are mechuyev in a mitzvah. No, it's not what it is. 10 people. Tzibur is 10 male Jews over the age of 13 years in one day. That's a tzibur. Magen Avraham writes, women are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, but they don't form the minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. There's a run that says, that since women are chayiv in Kriyas Megillah, so since the din tzibur in Megillah is not the din tzibur normally, it's the din pirsum hanes, they're also included. So Ron says that. But here it's a din tzibur. According to the Tos and the Rosh, it's a din tzibur. We need a kriya b'tzibur. And if you need a kriya b'tzibur, according to Tos and the Rosh, then the question is, are women chayiv or women are not chayiv? Sefer HaChinuch says women are not chayiv b'chlal in the mitzvah. Ram says there's no mitzvah d'oraisa b'chlal. But according to Tosas and the Rosh, there is a mitzvah, but the way the Magen Avraham learns them, there is a mitzvah of a kriya b'tzibur, the minig of Klal Yisrael for many, many years was that women did not necessarily go to Parsha Zohar, and they relied on the shita of the chinuch that women are not chayiv in. So that means even according to Tosfos and the Rosh, that women, that there is a chiyuv of kriya mitoch haksav b'tzibur. So the minhag of Klal Yisrael has always been that women are not, if they want to go, they can mekayim the mitzvah. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is always not to obligate all women. Now, in terms of if it's not a mitzvah of tzibur, so certainly there's no mitzvah of Torah. So when l'chora, when we read Megillas Esther, you're also Mekayim, mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Unless not everyone agrees with that, according to the way the Rambam is magdir it, and the way that we have to mention that Amalek, and we talk about Homer Ho'agogi, coming from Agag, the Torah's Kohanim. Beginning of Chukos, I said so explicitly. But even though we don't mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, or mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, but if it's just mentioned about Amalek B'chlal, you go say it with Kriyas HaMegillah. So, it's coming Shabbos. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, you can be yotze the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek. You can be yotze it Parshas Beshalach. You can be yotze Parshas Kiseitze. Seem to be a difference. But there's a takanas chachamim of reading Parshas Zohar. As we mentioned last week, that's a takanas chachamim of Kriyas HaTorah. And part of the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is on these four Shabbosos, Shkolim, Zohar, Pura, and in Chodesh, a very specific Kriyas HaTorah. That's certainly chal on everybody. Okay.